Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Boston religious leaders will join at the Morningstar Baptist Church to celebrate the life of Tom Menino tonight, the man who served as Boston's longest-running mayor until this past January, died this morning at the age of 71. Joining us now is Bishop John Borders of the Morningstar Baptist Church. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Deborah. It's an honor to be with you.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I understand that you were very close with Mayor Menino.
I received several phone calls this morning within a five-minute period that he had gone home to be with God. And after doing so, I pulled over on the side of the road and I cried. Because he was more than a mayor to me. He was a friend and almost like a family member. And he even attended my son, our son, John Matthew Borders IV. He attended the wedding just to be there.
So how long did you know him?
I met him first as a city councilman, and Morningstar Baptist Church was the first church he visited in the African-American community in Boston to announce that he was running for mayor during his first term, before his first term.
And do you have a particular story that you recall when you think of Tom Menino? What comes to mind for you?
The first story that comes to mind, and I'll share with you too, the first story that comes to mind is he would always stop by different places in the neighborhood unexpected if he heard something was going on. And we had our monthly senior citizens luncheon going on, and he just popped in one day, walked in the door, took off his jacket, put on an apron, and started serving the seniors. And I was in a meeting, so he called me out of the meeting in the church and made me go out into the auditorium to serve the seniors with him at Morningstar, and he just walked into the building. And another story, a more important story that I've never shared publicly, I do not think I've shared this story publicly. This Morningstar Baptist Church, our new facility, is just about 10 years old now. It took us 15 years to raise several million dollars to build a new edifice, and we had 70% of the funding for it raised ourselves, and we could not get a loan in the city of Boston because churches are risky to loan to. Thomas Menino personally made phone calls to financial institutions and said, "Look at this church's financials again. This is a strong church in the community." So one of the reasons, and he was one of the people, not the only one, but one of the reasons why that new facility sits at 1257 Blue Hill Avenue is because of Mayor Thomas Menino.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that powerful story with us. Bishop John Borders of the Morningstar Baptist Church. The church will be hosting what was supposed to be a get-out-the-vote service tonight, but it has now also become a service to celebrate the life of former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. Bishop John Borders, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.